Cei bună băiți amici doși, mei doveni o mei nu, se-n călcăi lume soi rosă po. Cei bună băiți amici doși, mei doveni o mei nu, i-o tu-n mira bună porțoi.
Shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know that each week I try to bring you the mixture, 1 hour Chazanis and 1 hour of everything else but Chazanis. But the shows this evening will deal primarily with Chazanis, with the cantorial art, if you will. This is show number 196 of April 29th. 2013, and as you can see on the index, this is going to be a conversation that I had with Bella Haas-Weinberg. We'll be discussing the life of her late father, cantor Jacob Haas, and the Haas Family Choir, and we'll be, of course, playing recordings of her father. So let's get right to that interview, okay? I'm very pleased to have with me a great fan of Chazanis. We'll hear all the details in a few minutes. Her name is Bella Haas-Weinberg, and she's part of the well-known Haas family quintet and her famous father, cantor Jacob Haas. Shalom, Bella.
Shalom, Charlie.
It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm looking forward to an interesting conversation and exposing my listeners to your father's Chazanis. First of all, tell us a little bit about your dad, cantor Jacob Haas. Where was he born, and you know, what were some of the things, the congregations and so forth?
So my father was born January 10th, 1920, in Yaroslav, Poland. I was recently there with my daughter and son-in-law. And I also, since it's his 35 years since he died in 1978, we went to the cemetery last week, my sisters and I, and the Hebrew date there is Yutes Av. My father, Yutes Teves, I'm sorry, my birthday is Yutes Av. My father died on a Shabbos, and when you look up January 10th in the perpetual calendar, that is also a Shabbos, but I have no confirmation. So around our mitzvah age, my father went to Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, also in Poland. The criterion for admission to Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin was to know 200 Blatt Gemara by heart perfectly. And a family member told me my father was in Ilui, and he knew 500 leaves of Gemara by heart. He was beloved by the head of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, Reb Meir Shapiro, and he also sang at his Askara, the memorial service for Reb Meir Shapiro, who died young. I have the original photo of that, which includes many famous Rebbes. And recently, with my daughter and son-in-law, I was at Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, which has been restored. It was a medical school for a while, but recently it was restored. And there's a picture of Kanta Helfgott, who apparently sang at the ceremony.
It's a working yeshiva? I mean, it's, there are students there?
It's
just a museum?
Not
it's like yet. A museum now.
Yeah, you can visit, right. Uh-huh. But they're restoring, you know, there are Hebrew signs, Chadar Ochel, Sufriya, but the original library is not there. It was a very beautiful building. So the first selection is... I just wanted to mention that it's the anthem of the yeshiva.
Okay.
Both of my parents were in Siberia during the war.
Your mother was from Poland also?
Yes, mm-hmm. Also from the area of Yaroslav.
Mm-hmm.
My father was lucky that he didn't have to chop wood in Siberia because the Russians liked his voice, and they put him on the radio. and they called him Yasha. So my father knew Russian songs. He used to sing Kalinka and entertain us. After the war, my parents got married, and they were in France for a while. My older sister, Mala, was born in Paris. But then they got papers to come to America. The first major congregation where my father served was Yehuda HaLevi in the Bronx, a beautiful institution. And there's a very nice Rabbi Jacobson who helped him with the records. For example, he wrote the narration for the records done by my sisters and I, the Haas Family Quintet. And later he got a position in Kingsbridge Center of Israel, closer to Riverdale, with Rabbi Turk. And he died on a weekend where he had five jobs, you know, maybe singing in an old age home at a bar mitzvah. On Thursday, he got one heart attack and shot. Wow. He got the second heart attack and died. And the shul honored him by allowing the coffin to be brought into the sanctuary.
Wow.
Yeah, so
he died at a very young age, 58.
But, you know, after the first heart attack, he knew 50% of his heart had been destroyed, and he said to me, if I won't be able to be a chazen, what will I become, a shoemaker? You know,
wow.
He was very sad about the possibility that he wouldn't be able to sing.
Wow.
So you wanted to know about his family. My father was the oldest of 10 children. The next brother, cantor Simon Haas, is a very famous cantor in England.
Yes, I have recordings of him, as a matter of fact.
Yes. And there were two sets of twin boys, and one set became Chazanim, Benjamin and David Haas. Benjamin recently died in Yerushalayim. He had been a cantor at in Outremont, the neighborhood Outremont in Montreal. And his brother David was mostly in Israel, lives in Bat Yam. And his wife Judith also has a very beautiful voice, and they have made a tape.
David is a professional cantor, or
full-time?
Right. That's fantastic. And then there were five sisters who formed the quintet, and you together with your four sisters. I know you have some great albums, and let's leave that for another program. As I mentioned, I have something for women by women, and we will plan in the future to hear them. You want to just tell a little, there were many albums between...
I made five albums with my sisters. The first one was the Haas Family Quartet when my sister Leah was tiny. But from the age of two, my father taped her, and she became part of the quintet, so we made four more albums. I was the narrator also, and I remember the sound engineer, Irv, and he taught me a great deal, and I began when I was 9 years old, and I think he taught me a tremendous amount about public speaking. And I am not, they say for many people, public speaking is next to death on the stress scale. But I have no fear. I speak to large audiences in many contexts.
Yes.
And, you know, the records were in Alexander's. They did well for a while. And many people remember us. I think they were the first children's records, Jewish children's
and
records.
And your dad had how many? Quite a few.
Many. He had 78s.
Yes.
As well as LPs.
Yes.
I don't have an exact count. When I was preparing for this program, I discovered that some recordings were issued under a different number. So as you may know, I'm a professor of library science.
Yes, you want to be precise.
No, it's going to be a cataloging project. My son-in-law, Ronan, who prepared the CD, Halevi, wants to digitize all of the records.
That's great. It's a great project. Well, of course, I'm in the process of digitizing a lot of your father's recordings. It must be 8 or 10 at least.
When you sent me the list, that was a tiny fraction. I had to poll my sisters, to each one took inventory of the few that they had. Unfortunately, in Hurricane Irene, many of the boxes of records had to be thrown out that were in my basement. My mother had asked me, my late mother had asked me, and, you know, the water went up, and the cleanup crew said they're moldy, just throw them away.
Well, that's why it's so painful. Important that for historical purposes.
Right.
And I appreciate that because I'm in the process of archiving my collection. So I look forward to incorporating all of your recordings. So the first selection that we'll hear, you mentioned, that had to do with the yeshiva?
It's the anthem of the yeshiva. My son-in-law was so impressed to learn that a yeshiva had an anthem.
Well, you know, I guess the camps all got that from the yeshivas. Okay, so it's just called the anthem.
Hayeshiva hichayenu. The yeshiva is our life.
Do you have any idea about when this was recorded? I shouldn't
not
have.
Exactly.
Okay. No. So we'll get to that.
Yeah, there was no copyright date on the record.
Right. That's a problem with a lot of the records.
Yes.
Okay. This is Cantor Jacob Haas.
Yechayeinu bon asechoy shiore ohir olu sharibi uchoru avotu vechesh kafaloyir lo bandolo ishiras uveli uchoru Yeshivas uvelin
I love that yeshiva's Lublin. Tell us a little about that.
Well, I've already told you about the criteria for admission. There are many books now recently being published about Rav Meir Shapiro and the yeshiva. It was very innovative. Previously, boys who studied Talmud lived in poverty. They lived of kest. They had to go to a family to have meals. But Rabbi Shapiro's philosophy was that the boys should live in dignity and have nice dormitories and decent food. And it was such a beautiful, impressive building. It was very, very nice to see. The back of the record notes that many of the melodies of the yeshiva were composed by Rabbi Meir Shapiro. And it's likely that the anthem was as well. And it's worth mentioning that my father was accompanied by the Oscar Julius Quartet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you tell us a little bit about the words of the song?
What were they
singing?
What's interesting about this is that just a couple of weeks ago, I was at the Jewish Community Center in Warsaw. And the regulars there first asked my son-in-law if he'd like to sing Zmiros, and he sang something, you know, from his Yemenite heritage. And then they asked me, And I sang some of the Zmiros that are on our records, a very nice Menucha V'Simcha, and they kept wanting more and more. And then our tour guide came to walk us back, and I said, the final thing I want to do is to sing this anthem. Oh. It's not part of the Zmiros canon. It's my pleasure to translate it now. The yeshiva is our life. In it, we will succeed. Its gates are the gates of understanding. And by the light of the flame in the dark of night, to us in the diaspora, Yeshivas Lublin.
Wow. That's terrific.
That's interesting. I just noticed on the back of the record that there was a translation as well.
Oh, okay.
Very similar to what I just said.
Gotcha. Now, the yeshiva was destroyed during the war, I imagine.
It was not knocked down.
Uh-huh.
It was not knocked down.
Right. Well, quite a history. Quite a history. Okay, so our next selection...
We have two Shabbos selections,
okay.
Selected by my sister Ita Goldsman, who's a big maven on Chazanos.
Ah.
So the first one is Kol Mekadesh Shvi.
Okay, let's hear that, and then I know we're going to go into Hamavdil.
Yeah.
Let's hear this
so
first.
So one from the beginning of Shabbos and one from the end of Shabbos.
Right. Okay, that's the beginning of Shabbos. Tell us, do you have any comments about the accompaniment there?
An orchestra is mentioned on the cover, but this one does not mention the name of the orchestra. Uh-huh. However, on the back of the record, there's something very relevant to Zmiros. It says, at the age of 13, Cantor Haas, as a student of the famous yeshiva of Lublin, officiated as cantor at the Shmini Atzeres services in the world-renowned Maharshal Synagogue, where he was enthusiastically acclaimed. During his student days at the yeshiva, Cantor Haas thrilled the assemblage at a shalosh seudos table of the celebrated Mujitzer rabbi. On that occasion, Cantor Haas sang the Mujitzer melody for Shir Hamalos, which is included in this record.
Uh-huh.
It's not one of the selections
right.
for this program. Right. But I remember when the Hasidic records started to be published, my father bought all of them. He had an amazing collection. I gave some of them to Yivo, and I also worked with the sound archivist on the cataloging of records.
Wow.
I'm also friends with the music archivist at YIVO, Chanam Latek.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
I'm a big
yes.
fan of Zalman Latek, who davened in my father's shul.
Oh, really? In the river?
In Kingsford Center.
Kingsford Center. Oh. Well, okay. I'm sad that I didn't have my collection at the time, that you had to give it to YIVO. But for listeners, we now have the archive that is going to be developed. And just as an aside, my goal is to have the most comprehensive and complete cantorial archive in the world. And of course, one of my other records, 10,000, 12,000, whatever it is, it'll be a fairly complete collection. But the singular goal is the Chazanis. Okay, so now we're going on to Hamavdil.
Right.
Anything you want to tell us a little bit about this particular selection?
I guess my sister Ita thought that it was particularly beautiful.
Okay. and so do you. Okay, here we go.
Be'kodesh lechoy, katuseinu, katuseinu, hoyimechoy, gitvoch, 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 Навру омоніца куніякой, ой бегі, дай не пухті сервей, бежі, дай не пухті сервей, дреша бликли двигі плавек. І на його холку мін мід мазлу, мід веровухи, Mithal me guten Dinatzelowoche, mir bitten nur bei dir allein. Gott in ja, wenn nur mal amen. Der Wuss macht dazwischen scheit beine Kove schlechoi Zwischen Schabes und der Wochen Samavdil bein Kode schlechoi Hoi zarein uvo veichas pein uvo yerbei yerbei kachoi Mir sollen sich mehren dir no gehern Amavdil bein Kode schlechoi Ой, готтер бойре. Ой, тайрер бойре. Зігінг ти мама в діле, зігінг парім. Логой птунзер бойре. Логой пногорім. Гот, ой, фон. Averum is a hook on a young coy, mir seinen bei dir doch alle Tage. Hit uns, schiebt uns, oi vor aller Roch. Gib uns, schick uns, an eine Gitte Woch. Gott, oi vor, averum is a hook on a young coy, Mir seinen bei dir doch alle Tage Gib uns und schiebt uns euch vor euer Rauch Gib uns und schiebt uns
Delightful, delightful. I want to know, first of all, did your mother have any interest in music?
Yes. So my mother was one of four girls, and she was a big maven on chazanos.
Oh, really?
She sang very nicely also.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, until my father died, she was a homemaker. Later on, after he died, you know, she wanted to get a job, and I helped her get a job at YIVO, which she loved, because she knew many languages, and at YIVO, she worked with many languages, Polish, Yiddish, Hebrew.
Wow.
I wanted to make a comment on the pronunciation of Yiddish in the song. Both my parents were Galicianer. And that is reflected in the pronunciation of Gitvach rather than Gutvach. And, you know, I worked at YIVO for many years, and that's known as a Litvak stronghold from Vilna. One of the places I visited in Poland was Rzeszów, where my father's cousin lived, and he still lives in the Midwest, Mundek Friedberg. He's a professor of Slavic and Jewish literature. And he told me that he once came to YIVO and they asked him, Wustit a Galiciana in YIVO? And he said, Ich bin gekommen, wasen den Litwakis, wie sie dürfen sich führen. I came to show the Litwaks how they should behave. Another interesting point on the back of this record, which includes Hamardil, is that some biographical data, which kind of brings it up to date. So it said the Cantor Haas appears weekly as a singer over radio station WEVD.
Well, and the station that speaks your language, yeah.
Right. And he has sung at numerous dinners sponsored by the United Jewish Appeal and the Israel Bond Organization.
Yeah, but they don't pay.
Well, they didn't pay, I didn't know.
Maybe, I'm joking.
Yeah, he did a lot of things, you know, that didn't pay. And, of course, he refused offers from conservative congregations, which would have paid much more.
Uh-huh. By the way, just as an aside, every once in a while, I've been on the radio for 34, 35 years, I play a record. I'm a Litvak and she's a Galitz. But before I play that, I say, don't get nervous, but I am the product of a mixed marriage. And this next selection will explain. And then he goes into, I'm a Litvak, and because my mother was, I never get it straight. The Russians were Galicianas? My father was from Romania.
No, Galicia is a section of Poland.
Right, so Romania. Anyway, I always josh around that I'm a mixed marriage. Okay, so the next two selections, I understand, are from the High Holy Days, Unisana Tokev.
Right. So I just want to point out that the one that we're going to play is intended for Baalei Tefila, but my father himself sang another Unisana Tokev, and every time around the Yomim Noraim, I feel like singing it. Once I was at my sister Ita's house for Shabbos, and she had the widow of a chazan as a guest, and they asked me to sing it, and they almost hired me for the Young Israel of Hillcrest. But in my father's father, whom I never met, Moshe Haas, was a well-known Baal Tefila. So the liturgical recordings are intended for Baalei Tefila.
Okay. So this first one will be Unisana Tokev.
Right.
Okay.
Jehova Nerulayoy, Oy, Yenov Semachotecha.
Ay, 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 ay,
Hauptwein, vergesse, welch ist er war, beseche, oh la, beyemes, beyemes,
Yeah.
savaju, mi va rovo, mi va plama, per me nato i kusev, im primi ki purehu, im samo kama ja veron, ve kama je voreja, per me šašano i kusev, im primi ki purehu,
Okay, that was Unasana Tokov. We were discussing who that young fella might be accompanying.
Yes, so my father's liturgical recordings were in great demand, and the LPs of the Yamin Narayim davening sold out. And after my father died, I helped my mother produce cassettes. And I remember that my mother couldn't recall the name of the record producer who had the master's tape of the Yom Narayim record. And she told me that my father came to her in a dream and told her the name. So we contacted the man, we got the master, we produced the cassettes.
Wow.
And I don't even have a copy. Those sold out, and I think there was mass piracy. My niece, Elisa, has a very beautiful voice, Mala's daughter, and she's married to a musicologist, Daniel Henkin, who leads famous a cappella choirs.
Uh-huh.
And I think he got the last copy of the cassettes. So one sister lent me a cassette for this program, and it has the cover of the LP miniaturized. So the names are not readable, but I think that Yossi Sonnenblick was the soloist.
Okay, I think I can contact him, and I will when I know when this will be aired. Okay, so the next selection is also from the High Holy Days, V'chol Ma'aminim. Anything about this that you want to tell us?
I still remember, you know, when my father sang the highlights on it's both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that this was a very, very beautiful melody, and I hope your readers, your listeners will enjoy it.
Okay.
Maminim sheho, maminim sheho, eilim ovoma, aboy echei, ovoidei, aboy echei, ovoidei, aboy echei, ovoidei, in zeinit dovrai, veyechel vecho, hoile maminim, Maminim sheo, maminim sheo, boyechei kloyoi. Hagoyin, hagoyin mirovet, hagoyin, hagoyin mirovet, hagoyin mirovet, lofoydei mishaha.
Mom.
Adon je fieri se vole oh evlau Ne choyl ma minim shua da yon hemel Hei loga Se ye yashere ye Ne
Bella, before we get into the last selection, I was curious, do any of the grandchildren have interest in kazonas?
Well, some of them appreciate it. I sometimes used to say that, you know, like, we married guys who weren't into chazanos because we knew what a difficult life it is. I think Daniel Henkin, whom I mentioned, is, and, you know, Elisa has a voice that could shatter glass.
Wow. Okay.
But my daughter is named after my father, Yakira Zahava, and for Hanukkah, my son-in-law, who is very technologically sophisticated, bought her a record player, and he bought my father's records off the internet wherever he could find them. And as I said earlier, he did the technological work to produce the CD for this program.
Well, I know you've been a fan of Kazonas. We met through Cantor's World, I guess, a lot of our weekends and and our events, and we run into each other at Westside Institutional and various congregations. You know, Lincoln Square is going through a whole process now of interviewing and having many chazanim, eight different ones, come for a proba. And as I mentioned on my program last week, I went to hear Yankee Lemmer. And of course, people who listen to this program know that I'm a great fan of Yankees. It would be quite unusual for him to get that. It would be wonderful for him to get that.
I just wanted to make a remark about the Yom Narorim selections. It is painful to me when I go to a shul on Yom Narorim and the whole davening is name that tune. In other words, you know, to take a Karl Bach song. And it is so non-conducive to Kavana, you know, because you're thinking, what is the original melody of this? I'm glad that there is a revival of chazanos, and you deserve a lot of the credit.
Well, thank you. Well, we're trying, that's for sure. I'm not giving up.
My sister and I agree that Yankee Lemmer is good, but I consider the world's greatest chazan Zevi Muller.
Well, you know, I'm in love with Zevi also. And by the way, he just got accepted for a PhD in neuroscience at Columbia for a PhD.
I'm going to write him tomorrow. I also have a doctorate from Columbia.
but neuroscience, I mean, that was, I was so pleased.
Everything.
Yes, and he's such a sweet guy. Well, you know, I have many favorites. And of course, you know, I formed the trio of Yankee Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller.
I
haven't given up on that one. Okay, now the last selection is a Yiddish selection. Tell us a little bit about this.
Right. Well, my parents spoke Yiddish at home, and they often quoted Yiddish proverbs, which I often share with friends. And I kept up with the Yiddish, as I mentioned earlier. I worked with YIVO at YIVO, which has the world's greatest Yiddish library. And Ita selected this among the many Yiddish songs that my father recorded, Vos machste epes Moishele.
a little bit about this? What's going on with you, Moishele? Isn't it?
It's kind of a nostalgic song.
From the other side, asking how things are.
You're right. Wie nimmt man zurück die Jahre, and how do you take back the days? Is one of the. In other words, it's nostalgic for his youth. He also, my father also used to sing, you know, the songs about Stettler bells, etc. But this is a very beautiful one.
Okay. Was machst du, Moishele? What's going on? Bis Moishele.
Machst du etwas, Moishele, der kennt dich noch im Blick. Du bist gewein, mein Haverl, mit der Filjurem zurück. Und auch in Heider haben wir gelernt lang beinand. Und steht vor mir der Rebbe noch. Der Kantik in seiner Hand. Oi, wie nehmen zurück die Jahren jene schöne Zeit. Oi, du's junge, schöne Leben hieß von uns schöne Weit. Oi, wie nehmen zurück die Jahren Moishele, mein Freund, oi, noch jenen Weisen Reben, denk du's hart noch ein. Was machst du, sag mein Haverl, dein Schmechelatin? Der Mons mich dein Aktionigkeit nur so ein dicker Kind. Der Rebbe schmeißt in dir rein, bist aufgeregt und blass. Nur im Lehaches schmeichelst du, der Rebbe springt von der Kass. Oi, wie nennen zurück die Ohren jene schöne Zeit. Oi, du's junge, schöne Leben ist von uns schöne weit. Oi, wie nehmen zurück die Jahren Moishele, mein Freund. Oi, noch jene Schmitz von Reben denk du's hart noch ein. Geht es etwas Berlin, aber Rummele was macht. Und Salmele und Jossele, sehr oft von euch getracht. Geholend von euch Kinderlef, gesehen sich in der Miet. Geworden alte Jiederlech, wie schnell du's Leben verliebt. Oi, wie nehmen zurück die Jahren jene schöne Zeit. Oi, du's junge, schöne Leben hieß von uns schöne Weit. Oi, wie nehmen zurück die Jahren Moishele, mein Freund. Oi, noch jene junge Juren, denk du's hart noch ein.
So, as I read the words on the jacket, specifically this song is about the cheder that older men are recalling nostalgically, even the Rebbe hitting them. But what struck me in the last stanza, when there are all these names, Beryl, Avrumel, Zalman, what it brings to mind is the most memorable memorial that I saw in Warsaw just a few weeks ago. I learned that 300,000 Jews died in the Warsaw Ghetto, and one of the memorials has 300 first names of Jews, and I read all of them, and many of them were like Moshe and Polish spelling, and of course Jacob, and my mother's name Razel, and my grandmother's name Regina. It was very interesting also, modern Hebrew names, Aviva, you know, there was already Zionism. Yes. That wall really affected me.
Hmm. Well, they talk about a resurgence of Jewish life in Poland. I don't know about that. Just like in Germany, I mean, there's a lot of Russians there. But anyway, listen, it was really a pleasure having you here to discuss the life of your dad and his wonderful music. And we certainly want to... hear the girls' choirs. As I mentioned, I do a program periodically for women by women, and I certainly want to have that included. So, do you have any closing thoughts about your dad, about Jewish music, whatever?
Yeah, I wanted to share a Yiddish joke. Before the Yom Narayim, I used to ask my father, "Daddy, aren't you practicing?" So he said, "Why does a rooster close his eyes when he crows?" And the answer is, because he knows it by heart.
Okay.
It was a pleasure being with you, Charlie.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll be meeting on many more Chazonis occasions and in various shuls, because I'm always shul hopping, of course. Zevi Muller is a favorite. So I'm sure I'll see you at West Side Institutional. Okay.
Thank you.
Shibone beis ha-migdosh Meido ve-yomeinu Isen chelkeinu Bitoero
Well, this concludes the first hour, and I trust that you enjoyed that really fun interview with Bella Haas-Weinberg, and I'm sure that you enjoyed hearing her father, Cantor Jacob Haas. Okay, it's Charlie Bernhout. You know how to reach me, cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. So stay tuned for the next hour, Mixture of Chazonis. Shalom. Yeah.